And now, the KHMB feature story of the week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB feature story of the week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Robotics. That's the topic of this week's feature of the week. I'm Cindy Menzel, and today we are talking with Jen Dill. Hi, Jen. Welcome.
Hi. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. So we, some of you may know that we have a high school robotics team, and in its first time, 2022, its first year, it went to the World Championship. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was very exciting and unexpected, really. Our first year, our rookie year, we got to go all the way to the World Championships through FIRST Robotics in Houston, and we got to compete with teams from all over the world. There were teams from Australia and Japan and Turkey and Israel, and our students got to interact and compete, and it'll be something none of us will ever forget.
And it sounded like those teams had 40 people on a team, and ours had, 9 or 10 people per team?
Yes, we are tiny. Right now, our team has 8 students, and most average teams have around 40. Some will have 90. So our kids get to learn how to do everything.
That's what I hear. And so, and we talk about this world championship. And if, as I understand it, it's like a brawl. You build the robot from scratch, and you have to go in and basically, you play rock'em, smock'em robots or whatever. What does that look like?
So what happens is the first Saturday of January, they release a new game. And they're not battle bots per se, but they do have to compete and complete tasks. And so every year that game changes. So you have to start from scratch, and you get the game released. It was released at the same time all over the world. All the teams start, and we have about 10 weeks in order for us to design and prototype and implement and fabricate a robot and then go compete.
And our kids do it all, from the mechanics to the electronics to everything, right?
Yep. Software programming. We teach them how to do that all, and we really pride ourselves in having a student-led team where we go by their ideas and what it is they want to do, which gives them a lot of control over what they're doing.
And if you haven't seen it, you can see them usually at the July 4th parade, where they'll have their little robot throwing a ball and having to kids, and it's just wonderful to see. So anyone who wants to get involved with this can, and you've got this great high school program going. And if you want to know more, by the way, they are at hmbrobotics.org. But you are also, you help them get going. You find mentors, both adults and students. So tell us what you do with the robotics club here.
So my son wanted, when he entered high school, then there was COVID, so we didn't start the team until his junior year. But he wanted a robotics team, so my husband and I and a couple of other parents got together, and we started one. And I saw what an incredible program this was. It really changed my kid's life. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to expand that, because I got to see, by the time kids get into high school, they already have kind of a preconceived notion of whether or not they're able to go into STEM or not. And either it's too nerdy, or they're not smart enough, or, you know, that kind of thing. And so we started the middle school robotics team this year. I was with the help of Jill Jacobson from the Boys and Girls Club. We're underneath them.
Excellent.
And we were able to put together a team for middle schoolers. And we have parents who are volunteers. We have former students who are volunteers. We have, you know, 20-somethings who are volunteers. That's the one thing the Coastside does very well.
They do.
Is supporting, whereas most of the teams I talk to over the hill, they have a really hard time getting volunteers. I have so many people who want to help us with this.
And that's so exciting. So let's go back and do one thing first. You talk about STEM. Tell us what STEM stands for and what it means.
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Okay, STEM is, so it's about science and technology. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the first STEM program on the coast side?
Yeah, I won't say it's the first. There's been little one-offs like summer camps and things like that. But my goal with Coastside Robot or with Half Moon Bay Robotics is to have something that's robust like Pop Warner football or for the high school or Coastside basketball, right, where kids and students can have it. If the coach goes away, another coach comes in and takes over. So this is something that's going to be longstanding and rooted in our community.
That's just amazing. And congratulations and kudos for doing that.
Oh, thank you.
So you've got the high school going pretty well and you've got people there. So you said you're going to be starting a group at the middle school. So tell us what you're needing for that, who's involved, and what would the students need to know and be able to do?
So we did start a middle school team this last fall. So September was when that team came together, and we are using that as kind of a feeder into the high school. They compete in a similar format. Their robot's much smaller, but for all intents and purposes, they do the same thing. So they're designing, they're programming, they're doing, they're learning to do the work themselves. And so any middle schooler can join, doesn't matter which school you go to, both for the high school and the middle school, because we're a community team through the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
Our mentors, they help with all kinds of stuff, learning software. I am not technical at all. I'm good at finding good people.
Sure?
I am very, no, I'm good at speaking, but I'm good at finding people who are good at these things. And so we've got some amazing software mentors and hardware mentors, and then mentors who are also helping the students with our marketing. It's like each of these teams is like a startup. It's like a small business. We have to fundraise. We have to market ourselves. It's an incredible experience for our students.
So if someone wants to become a mentor, this is going to be the adult who is working with either the mid-school or the high school robotics team. They should contact you through hmbrobotics.org.
Sure.
Correct?
Sure.
But what, so I'm interested in this and I want to connect with you. What are you going to need to know from people who are interested in being mentors?
I think just right now, just what their experience is, what their time commitment is. This is a pretty time right now, especially with the high school team. We're in season, so it's quite a bit of time. But if you're interested, I'm always happy to talk shop and see if this is a good fit. We are really lucky because we do have quite a few folks who are helping us out, and we couldn't do it. It's not a one-person show. You know, we need a whole team of folks to make this happen.
It takes a village.
It certainly does.
Or it takes the coast side. So how do you get the funding for this? I mean, and where do you meet? And I will know that you've gotten some grants from some of the local nonprofits. But so I presume it's through grants and other fundraising activities. So talk to us about what you need for funds.
Yeah.
And how you get your funds.
Right. So that's the million-dollar question. I always joke that robotics is akin to baseball in that there's a wide range of budgets, we'll say. There's some teams over the hill that we compete against who are the Yankees, and we are closer to the A's in that. So if my baseball people will get that analogy. But a lot of our funding, fortunately, and we're so grateful, it has come from local sponsors here. Like this year, we got some generous support from the AAUW, from the Friends of the Library, and the Odd Fellows have supported us in the past. The Lions Club have supported us in the past. We also get some of our bigger grants from companies over the hill, Johnson & Johnson and Apple and Intuitive and some other Qualcomm, other grants that are associated with FIRST, which is the organization that we compete in. So it's nice that we get to dissipate where that money comes in, right? So that it's not all dependent on Coastside funding, but that we also get Coastside funding, but that there are bigger companies that can give us a bigger paycheck. So for our high school team, the budget, I would say this year is probably going to be around $30,000, which is, and we are, the majority of our mentors are all volunteers. So that's not going to personnel. Although I think at some point it would be nice to have somebody paid. We pay the football coach, right? We should.
True that.
So, right. So I want to be able to, at some point, that's the dream. And our middle school team, that one is probably closer to $5,000 or $6,000. So it's a much easier entry point, but will help them funnel into the high school, which is a bigger deal.
That sounds phenomenal. So anything else you'd like to add or that we should know and understand about this amazing opportunity for robotics, not only from the student perspective, but if you want to get involved as an adult?
I think the thing that I want folks to know is, A, that we exist, and we're relatively new, but we are excited to offer this opportunity to our students. It genuinely gives them an amazing experience that will prepare them for whatever is next for them, whether it be college, whether it be the trades, whether anything that they do next, they will draw from the experience that they've had in this club.
That's excellent. Thank you, Jen Dill, for coming and spending the time and having with us on this feature of the week. Again, the robotics website address is hmbrobotics.org. I'm Cindy Menzel.
Our thanks to KHMB contributor Cindy Menzel for our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.